beat. But what a sale, huh? Oh. These little piggies may never go to market again. Wouldn't you know I wouldn't be able to find anything, and you got the cutest dress in town.
Truthfully, Ethel, isn't this the biggest bargain you've ever seen?
Absolutely.
Oh, of course, now it's a question of how to get Ricky to let me keep it.
Oh, he'll have to let you keep it. You got it at a sale. They won't take it back.
Yeah, well, that's the gamble I'm taking. I have to get Ricky to say that I can keep it without letting him know that even if he says I can't keep it, I'll have to keep it because the store will make me keep it anyway.
Well, that ought to confuse him enough.
Oh, I guess I'll be able to smooch him into it.
Sure.
Well, I'll just get this out of his sight till I get him good and mellow, and then I'll spring it on him.
Well, I guess I'll go down and smooch Brad and see if I can talk him into letting me keep this. So long, Lucy.
Goodbye, dear.
Is that you, Ricky?
Yeah, honey.
Hello, baby.
Hi.
Oh, your cheeks are cold. Oh, let me take off your coat, honey. Are your feet wet?
No.
Well, sit down, darling. You must be awfully tired. Put the tootsies up. That's a boy. There you are. Oh, you great, big, handsome husband, you.
Lucy?
Yes, dear?
What have you done?
I'm just glad that I have the cutest, sweetest, most wonderful husband in the whole wide world. Kiss me.
You have something to tell me. What is it?
Well, I don't think you're ready for it yet.
I know you bought something.
Boy, am I losing my touch.
How much is it going to cost me? How much is it going
to
cost me?
Now, Ricky, don't get mad till I show it to you. You got to agree it's a bargain. Isn't this the cutest thing you've ever seen?
How much?
Notice the full skirt and a sensational neckline?
How much?
Isn't it a divine color, Ricky?
How much?
Of course, I have to shorten it a little.
How much?
About 2.5 inches. I'll have that done tomorrow.
Let me see that. Este vestidito, esta cochita tan flaquita, este pedacito de tela, $59.95. Y después de todo eso hay que pagar también plus sale tax.
That means you like it, doesn't it?
Now, Lucy, you don't need that dress. You got plenty of clothes.
No, I haven't. I looked in my closet this morning, and you know what?
I haven't a thing to wear.
Well, I haven't.
Honey, you got a closet full of clothes.
Well, all my friends have seen me in them.
Well, then get yourself a new set of friends.
Very funny.
Look, honey, I'm not going to pay for that dress.
Then I will.
All right, you pay for it. I'm not going to stand here and argue. I got to get dressed to go to the show. She's going to pay for it.
Well, I will. I'll show you. I'll get a job.
Job? You? Ha!
I could make money if I wanted to.
Where do you ever get a job?
How about using me in your club as a singer? As a dancer? Chorus girl? Parking cars? Oh.
See you later, honey.
Ricky! Where are you going?
Went down to the club.
Well, put some clothes on.
Well, I love to, honey, but I haven't a thing to wear. Morning, Lucy. Lucy. Well, this is a switch. Lucy, you haven't got any breakfast.
It's on the stove. Get it yourself.
Now, Lucy.
Listen, I am no longer the doting housewife. If you are going to send me out into the world of business to earn my own money, you can just treat me like a fellow businessman.
All right, fellow businessman. Hey, pardon me. Will you pass the sugar, mister? Any good jobs open, Mac?
Lots of them. I just have to take my choice. Stenographer?
Yeah.
Bookkeeper?
Yeah.
Cook?
No.
Lady wrestler? Oh, this is terribly unfair.
What?
Well, apparently you can't get a job in this town unless you can do something.
Yeah, how about that? Well, goodbye, fellow worker.
Goodbye.
Oh, listen, honey, I won't be home till late tonight. Jerry has me booking some charity affair or something.
Okay.
I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye. Good morning, Lucy.
Hi.
Well, how'd you make out last night? Did you get to keep the dress?
I can keep it if I pay for it. I'm going to get a job.
Job? You? Well, you don't have to get nasty about it. There's a lot of things in here that I can do.
What, for instance?
Well, I could be I could be a babysitter.
Yeah?
50 cents an hour.
Oh.
See, it's disgusting, the measly wages they pay babysitters.
At that rate, it'd take you a year to pay for that dress.
Look at that. Babysitter, 50 cents an hour. Babysitter, 50 cents an hour. Babysitter, $5 an hour?
Oh, that must be a misprint.
No, it isn't. Right there. Babysitter, $5 an hour.
I'm going to call up and see if that's right.
Susquehanna 7. Listen, Lucy, if they're willing to pay $5 an hour for a babysitter, there's a catch in it someplace.
I don't care. Wonder what kind of a baby it could be.
Listen, for $5 an hour, I'll sit with a baby gorilla. Hello? Hello, I'm calling about your ad in the paper. $5 an hour for babysitting, is that correct?
Well, why do you pay so much?
I mean, what kind of a baby is it?
A little boy.
A little boy what?
I mean, is it human?
What is it?
It's all right, it's just a little boy.
There's something fishy.
Yes, 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 you can bring him around this afternoon. The name is Mrs. Ricardo, 623 East 68th Street. About 2 o'clock? Fine. All right, goodbye.
Just think, Ethel, if she leaves him here 4 hours this afternoon, I'll make $20.
If you're still alive.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic, it's just a little boy. Now, what do you think I better have ready for him when he gets here?
A little girl.
Mrs. Ricardo?
Mrs. Hudson?
Yes.
Oh, come in, please.
Thank you.
This must be your little boy.
Yes, this is our little Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy. Want me to help you off with your overcoat?
I can take it off myself.
What's the matter, Jimmy? Don't you like me? I like you. We're going to have lots of fun together today now, aren't we?
Oh, brother.
Well, I'll be running along now and leave Jimmy with you. I'm due at the hairdresser. We're going to be in a show this evening.
Oh, really?
Well, it's just an amateur contest that our club is giving. It's for charity.
I'm hungry.
Oh, Jimmy, dear, your mother's talking.
I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Well, I'll leave you two alone, and I'll be back about 5 o'clock.
Well, I'm sure we'll be all right.
Now, Jimmy, you behave.
Yeah.
Oh, all these lovely things. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ooh. Hey, I said I was hungry.
All right, yeah, cookies and milk in the kitchen, come on.
Right over there.
more cookies, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Help yourself.
Here, Elmer, eat that.
What do you have in there?
It's my pet frog, Elmer.
Oh, well, put that thing away. How can you carry something like that around with you?
Women. What's out here?
Oh, that's the back porch. Now, don't go out. You fall off.
Are you kidding?
No, now, Jimmy, I mean it. Now, come on. You go in the living room. You wait for me. We'll be in. I'll play games with you. Now, go ahead. Well, here I am. Game time.
Well, I've been waiting for you. What took you so long?
Well, what game would you like to play?
Who wants to play games? I'm hungry.
Hungry? How could you possibly be hungry?
I'm hungry! I'm hungry!
Oh! All right. I made a mistake. Okay. I'll hear. Over there. Sit down. Oh, my. Look at those dirty hands. Oh, you go wash your hands.
I don't want to.
You go into the living room, into the bathroom, and wash your hands. Now, go on. Oh. I said go wash your hands.
What for? They're clean.
What kind of a nitwit do you think I am?
I don't know. What kind are you?
Well, they're clean. I don't know how you did it so fast, but come on.
What's that for?
You said you were hungry.
You already gave me some of those lousy cookies.
Well, I know.
You're having a hard time getting rid of them, aren't you?
That does it. All right. Into the living room. We'll play games. I'll be in. That disappearing, but don't you do it again, see?
I thought you said we were going to play games.
All right. What kind of a game do you want to play?
How about cowboys and Indians?
What?
Cowboys and Indians!
Why, what a dirty trick! Why didn't your mother tell me you were twins?
Because nobody will babysit with us when she does.
Yeah, one of us is bad enough, but two of us.
Murder!
You can say that again.
Come on, let's play cowboys and Indians.
Well, now that I know I'm sane, I guess I can face anything.
We'll be the Indians and you'll be the cowboy, and we'll burn you at the stake.
Burn me at the stake?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, let's find another game.
What about here we go around the maypole?
Well, that sounds tame enough.
I saw some rope we can use in the back porch.
Be careful now, don't fall off.
Say, is all this red stuff real?
Well, it should be. I paid enough for it.
Interrupt him. All right, stand up.
Boy, this is going to be fun.
You hold the middle rope, because you're the maple.
Okay.
Here we go around the maple, the maple, the maple. Here we go around the maple.
Amateur contest tonight.
What?
If you win, I'll let you keep the prize money, $100.
$100? Well.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Ricardo.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, boys. Meet the new partner in your act.
You're going to do that instead of Mom?
Yeah, but I have a hunch I'd be better off if I just let you burn me at the stake.
Very, very fine. What was that fine? Yes, that was little Willie Mae. Little Willie Mae, who played the guitar with her feet. Well, I'll try playing the guitar with my hands. He probably does better with her feet. Are you ready, girls? Here we go. Oh, this is a song, a brand new ballad. It's called, I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you. A one, a two. I bought a 12-room house, a mountain lodge, a lemon yellow Cadillac in a blue garage. I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you. I bought an aeroplane. It's just for kicks, holds twice as many passengers as a DC-6. I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you. Oh, say, my heart goes bang, babe, when I look at you, sister, I'm gone. Oh, give, shape if my bank account's overdrawn. I'm getting pedicures and manicures just ever since I took a look at that pan of yours. Breaking my back, putting up the front for you. Yeah, let's hear it, boys, let's hear it. Yeah. I own a private train, it's pure gold leaf. On Friday nights, I hook it onto the super chief. Breaking my back, putting up a front for you. Yeah. I got a French valet, a Camp D.A., a very famous movie star is my upstairs maid. Breaking my back, putting up a front for you. Oh, you fool, yeah. Oh, say, my heart goes bang, babe. When I look at you, sister, I choke. Who gives a hang, babe? I'm a Cuban who's gotta go broke. I bought a diamond ring worth 20 grand, but I would gladly trade it in for a wedding band. I'm breaking my back, putting up a front for you. Oh, yes, you fool. Oh, breaking my back, putting up a front for you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And now, the last contestant of the evening is Mrs. Hudson and the twins. Are you ready? Let's see. Oh, this is your music? Okay. They are going to do Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Here you are, Mr. Rizzo. Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Mrs. Hudson and the twins. Our $100 cash prize, Mrs. Hudson and the twins. Here you are, Mrs. Hudson, $100.
Thank you, Mr. Ricardo.
You're welcome. Lucy!
Love Lucy is a Desilu production.